going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Peaks Y Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Okay, how do you get an awful roommate to move out? Sometimes the hardest thing you can do is try and get them to leave against their own will. And I mean, a lot of us, we've seen that Netflix documentary, Worst Roommate Ever. Puts a lot into perspective.
They all are like trying to kill each other.
She's like, so I got MRSA online and I'm injecting it into your skin while you sleep.
Right. True stories. In the past, when I had roommates, I had a couple I could not stand. And we get this Facebook message from a 26-year-old listener named Matt yesterday, who says, I'm reaching out to Moose and Breezy as a last resort because my roommate is a terrible person, but I can't seem to get rid of him. What are my options? Take a listen to the message. It starts with, hi, guys. I listen to the show most mornings when I'm driving to work, and I wanted to reach out to you as a last resort to see if anyone listening has also dealt with my situation or has any advice. I live with a guy who is the worst roommate I have ever had. He takes my stuff without asking, breaks things all around the apartment, tells no one about it, tries to hide it. He's not on the lease, and my landlord can't do anything. The dude owes me thousands of dollars in rent and still can't pay on time to this day. But I would cut my losses in a heartbeat if it means I just didn't have to live with him anymore. I move out myself if I could afford to, but I can't. Not yet, at least. I even have someone else lined up who wants his room right now. How can I get this dude to leave and kick him out? My parents have not really been that helpful. I'm a 26-year-old. I just want him out. And what makes matters worse is my girlfriend refuses to come over because the dude is such a creep. What are my options? Thanks, guys. And I really like your show. All right. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate the message.
Why can't the landlord kick him out if he's not on the lease?
Well, like Matt's on the lease. You just need the one person. So Matt is in charge. He's on the lease, which is why he's paying all this money. His roommate owes thousands. He's having to back it for him. And around we go. So when I was living with my two roommates, when I moved upstairs at my apartment years ago, I lived with my buddy and his roommate. This guy was on the lease. I was just giving him money to pay for my room. Make sense?
I guess, but
I was not on the lease.
I feel like there's legalities there.
If anyone knows anything about this, as far as Matt's situation, please help the guy out. Help us, too. I'm curious.
Get a lawyer. Lawyer up. See you in court.
585-252-9800.
So what?
What's that cost a 26-year-old? He doesn't. I mean, technically, yeah, he's the roommate. He's a sucky roommate. But legally, he hasn't.
He's not on the lease. He's never paid.
Breeze.
He doesn't do anything.
Breeze, he doesn't need to be on the lease. He's a roommate.
But he's not paying.
He's not paying. What can the roommate do? As long as Matt's paying, he's the guy on the lease. It's his responsibility.
I would void my payments to the landlord. I would go to the land. This is what I would do. I would go to the landlord and I would say, here's what we're going to do. I am going to set up a scheme, essentially.
Okay.
And
I'm going to set up a scheme.
I'm going to set up a scheme. A tale as old as time. And I'm going to pay you next month, but you're going to give us an eviction notice because I'm not going to pay you. Because you don't want that to affect your credit or history, or you don't want an eviction on your record. But, I mean, that's what's going to have to happen. Fake eviction.
I don't know.
An eviction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It sounds like having a heart-to-heart with the landlord isn't doing much either. He says there's nothing he can do about it. There's a longer text here from a guy named Corey that says, "Hi, guys, here's my advice to Matt. You put a good quality key lock on your bedroom door. You do not forget to make it jimmy-proof if need be. Secure your bedroom window, too, if it's reachable from the outside. Wear the key on a necklace at all times, and no, I'm not even joking. Move as much of your stuff into your now locked bedroom as possible. We're talking food, electronics, everything that belongs to you and will fit in that locked private space of yours. The idea is to remove his access to as much of everything you've paid for as possible, even toilet paper. Don't cave and give him anything he needs. I don't care if he hasn't eaten in 3 days and he stinks. He gets zero anything of yours. That's how you get rid of him."
I'm not living like that. I'm creating a scheme. It's easier to create the scheme. The booby trap will be set.
No, I definitely see you going out of your way to do such a thing.
Screw it. Leave the landlord out of it. I'll create my own eviction notice. Oh my God, James, did you see we're getting evicted? What are we going to do? Well, why didn't you pay the rent? Because you didn't pay me the rent. So I guess we weren't paying the rent anymore. We have to be out in 30 days.
Yeah, you might have a point. If you just start pretending to box everything up in front of him, that could be an option. You know, but listen, we've seen those TV shows where squatters, some of them refuse to go. They've been in people's houses for months.
And then I would call one of my cop friends and I would have them come and get them out.
Stacy says, tell them you're moving out and that the landlord is requesting bank statements, credit reports, proof of income. Three times the rent from him within 2 weeks, or he has to move out too. Like we said, she goes, you could also start packing your stuff into boxes. Fake it till you make it. Hey guys, I had the same problem with a roommate in my early 20s who owed me so much money in rent, and I became a nudist. I walked around butt naked all the time, and it finally got too uncomfortable for him that he moved out. That's just me on a daily basis. You could do that, yeah.
This person says, stop paying his part of the rent and only pay for things that you can have and control and not for the both of you. Yeah, listen, I've done some petty things as a roommate.
Like what?
Toilet paper hoarding and...
You just take the toilet paper from them?
If I bought it, I'm taking it in and out of my room.
Got it.
I'll use it when I need to go. It's not going to be sitting there, though, for common use.
Right.
No. I'm good. Or soap. Or really anything. I know no limit, you know?
No, of course
not. I know no level of pettiness.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. File a civil suit to recoup money owed and damages for things you've had to repair or items you used and broken or that you can't use afterwards. And once you file, give them the option of either leaving and you'll drop all of it, or he can stay and you keep that civil suit and take him to court. Because I would definitely try and take him to court if he refuses to go. Good luck, man. Rich says plant some drugs in his room, call the cops, and get him arrested. That's, I don't know if that's good advice.
Easy peasy.
That's not good advice.
Honestly, anything to avoid conflict.
Matt, I know you're 26. You don't have a whole lot of money, man. If there's an option to talk to a lawyer, get one on retainer. I know it might sound far-fetched. See what your options are. Maybe someone will give you some free advice.
I can literally Canva you a fake eviction notice in 5 minutes.
You know what? Right, I want to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
I can get that all set and ready to go by 7 o'clock. Don't you worry.
A couple more messages that came in. I'm going to send those over to our boy, Matt. Thank you guys for some advice. I don't know how much of a help it was, but I feel for this guy. Because granted, that dude that I lived with once, where I rented out a room from him in his house. Yes.
Robert.
Never
forget.
Horrible. And after 10 months, I was just like, you know what? I'm gone.
You
can't do anything. It's his house. I had no other option but to leave. It's the best moving out experience of my entire life. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.